It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for June 11th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Hezbollah in London. Hezbollah, the Iran-backed, Lebanon-based Shiite terror group, was found to have large quantities of explosives in London as part of a major terror plot. This was reported by The Telegraph, London-based newspaper, on Sunday night. But the arrests took place September 30th, 2015. British authorities, including London police and MI5, tipped off by a foreign government, The Telegraph's words, led to the arrests. Israeli media reporting it was Mossad that gave the information to the British government. Apparently, British media not wanting to give credit where it's due. Anyway, the plot was so serious that then Prime Minister David Cameron and then Home Secretary Theresa May, now the outgoing Prime Minister, were personally briefed on discovery of this material. But despite the quantity of material and the serious nature of the plot, the public was never told about the terror plot because apparently they didn't want to derail the ongoing negotiations over the Iran nuclear deal. Topic number 4, missing the point. Last week, there was a by-election in Peterborough. This is in the UK, in England, to replace an outgoing member of parliament, an MP. The Brexit Party, founded by Nigel Farage, just 8 weeks old, was expected to win this seat. Actually, the Labour Party did. And Labour's leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has been celebrating this victory. He's missing the point. You see, in this election, Labour lost about 16 percentage points from the last election, and they managed to beat the brand new Brexit Party by, what, about one percentage point? Just a few hundred votes. The actual takeaway from the Peterborough by-election is that Nigel Farage's Brexit Party is stealing voters from both left, the Labour Party, and right, the Conservatives or the Tories, as we saw in the recent EU parliamentary elections. Tories, who currently hold a majority in the parliament, basically should take a lesson from the Peterborough by-election. They face a choice, either a no-deal exit from the EU or any kind of exit from the EU by the October 31st deadline or political extinction. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Right now, Boris Johnson seems to be the man to beat to replace Prime Minister Theresa May. We don't know if he's going to be a good prime minister, but to quote Josh Peck, his observation on the election of Donald Trump, which I think is brilliant, we don't know if he'll be any good as prime minister, but at least it'll be hilarious. Topic number 3, the truth about Sergei Skripal, and it's disturbing. The New York Times ran an analysis, or a profile piece, rather, on CIA Director Gina Haspel, who at the time of the poisoning of Russian double agent Sergei Skripal in Salisbury, England, and his daughter Yulia last March, she was deputy director of the CIA. Now, according to the official story, as it's been played out over the last 18 months or so, Skripal and his daughter were poisoned while eating at a restaurant or at some point during a day in Salisbury, by a nerve agent called Novichok. This was blamed on the Russian government. In response, President Trump expelled 60 Russian diplomats from the United States. Well, the Times, in its profile piece of Haspel, reported that she had showed the president pictures of sick children and dead ducks that had come into contact with the Skripals after they'd been poisoned. Well, the Times has corrected the story and stated that there were no pictures, because no children got sick and no ducks died. UK health officials have denied that part of the story. They said this just isn't true. It didn't happen. So the New York Times article by Julian Barnes was corrected, and Barnes explained on Twitter the error and the subsequent correction to the original piece. Quote, I made a significant error in my April 16th profile of Gina Haspel. It took a while to figure out where I went wrong. Initially, I reported that in March 2018, Gina Haspel, then the future CIA director, briefed President Trump about the Skripal nerve agent attack, showing pictures of sickened children and dead ducks. That was wrong. There are, so far as we know, no pictures of dead ducks or sickened children. Haspel did show pictures to Trump, but they were about the effects of nerve agents in general. They were not specific to the attack in the UK. End quote. Now, British officials did brief the Trump administration early on about reports of sick children and dead ducks, and officials looked for more information. Trump was skeptical about this and didn't want to go as far as he eventually did by taking aggressive action and expelling 60 Russian diplomats. Again, local UK health officials deny that anybody got sick or died other than the Skripals and first responders who came into contact with them. So here is the questions that we're left with. Did the deputy director of the CIA show skeptical President Trump fake pictures of dead ducks and sick children to get him to convince him to expel those 60 Russian diplomats? Or did the deputy director of the CIA, now the current director of the CIA, knowing full well that there weren't any sick children or dead ducks in Salisbury, England, show the president other pictures and then link them to the non-existent children and ducks to get the president to expel those 60 Russian diplomats? The bottom line is there appears to be a deep state inside the U.S. and the U.K. that wants a confrontation with Russia and wants it very badly. Badly enough to perhaps filter the information, the intelligence that's reaching the desk of the president of the United States. That is disturbing. Topic number two. Palestinian Authority goes after a Christian archaeologist. The Israeli Supreme Court last week has ruled in favor of, well, the Bible, basically. This is a case brought by the Palestinian Authority in which they tried to have archaeology in Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank, declared a crime. Archaeology declared a crime in areas controlled or that they believe they should control. The Supreme Court ruled against making the names of the archaeologists public, since it would open them up to potential boycotts. The BDS movement, boycott, divestment, sanctions, also lead to repercussions from universities, colleges, which tend to be pretty liberal, who don't support the Israeli government. Could prevent them from giving lectures, publishing their research, attending conferences, or obtaining research grants. This type of retribution against pro-Israeli professors is not unknown. Anyway, the Palestinian Authority, undeterred, has turned to UNESCO, the United Nations cultural organization, for their support. As you know, UNESCO still claims, in spite of archaeological evidence to the contrary, that there is no Jewish history, no history of Jewish presence on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The Palestinian Authority, by the way, threatening archaeologists with legal action if they participate in digs in Judea and Samaria. In the official statement released last week, the PA asked museums and other international institutions to examine all artifacts in their possession to see if they came from, quote, Palestinian land, unquote, and to return them, presumably. Now, one of the archaeologists who stood up and was counted is Scott Stripling. Dr. Stripling is provost of the Bible Seminary in Texas. He's also the director of excavations at a site that we saw on the Skywatch TV tour of Israel just a couple of weeks ago. That is Shiloh, where he believes he's found the location of the ancient tabernacle, where it stood for 369 years before Shiloh was sacked by the Philistines. That was when Eli, the priest who raised Samuel, got the bad news and fell over, broke his neck, and died. It's a historic site of not just historic, but also religious significance. And the Palestinian Authority is trying to shut down the dig because they believe it should be criminal for anyone to dig on what they consider their land. And, of course, they don't want any further archaeological evidence that the Jews have been in the land for a very, very long time. Coming up, creepy robot dogs. That's next on 5 and 10.
The victims of the human trafficking and sex trade industry have reached a boiling point around the world. But here in the United States, the demand has never been higher. Tragically, the massive growth of these unconscionable underground organizations is due in part to many citizens' disbelief that our modern society is capable of such atrocities and live in a denial that these crimes are taking place here on our soil each and every day. Skywatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch remain committed to providing ministry to the hurting, to the victims of abuses just like this, and so much more. This is why we're proud to announce our new partnership with Yaku Buyans and 8 Days Ministry. In an effort to educate on these important topics and provide you with the tools needed to get engaged in the fight against sex trafficking, we present the 8 Days Special Collection. In this timely collection, you'll receive the cinematic movie inspired by actual events from director Yaku Buyans' 8 Days. This shocking presentation masterfully illustrates sequence by sequence how the victims of sex trafficking are often lured into entrapment, portrayed through the eyes of the lead characters. This incredible collection also includes the phenomenal book and companion workbook on disc, Woman of Influence, written by 8 Days screenwriter Philippa Buyans and lead actress Katie Walker. This 30-day devotional and companion workbook on disc is an inspiring, deeply affirming, and educational set that will encourage women to walk in the true identity of influence and purpose bestowed on them as daughters of the Most High God. But that's not all. You'll also receive on DVD the never-before-released, uncensored, off-the-record interview with the team behind the 8 Days movie, featuring Yaku and Philippa Buyans and actress Katie Walker as they disclose the hard-hitting realities of just how far the sex trafficking industry reaches, what the Trump administration has done to rescue thousands of victims, how the children of communities, including yours, may be at risk, and what you can do to fight back. Sold separately, this invaluable collection holds a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Sex trafficking is a difficult conversation, but ignoring it doesn't make it go away or help its victims. Understand this epidemic and learn how you can help by ordering the 8 Days Special Collection online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.
And our top item today, you too could be the proud owner of a creepy robot dog. Boston Dynamics, the robotics company that was for a while owned by Google, will begin marketing and selling its creepy robot dogs, pictured here, within months, according to its CEO. They brought these dogs, called Spot, creatively, to Amazon's conference on Mars in Las Vegas this past week. This was an event that was focused on machine learning, advanced robotics, and space exploration. If you just think for a minute about the Val Kilmer movie with the dog, the robot dog Amy that kind of went rogue. Anyway, on the first day of the event, Boston Dynamics brought out a pair of Spots, two dogs, to dazzle the crowd, and it really freaked out a police dog that was in the audience. Now, there may be some actual uses, very good uses for things like this, like search and rescue missions in areas that are hostile to humans. So, at present, so far, the main interest seems to be from a couple of construction companies in Japan, which are testing Spot to oversee work progress on site. I mean, you know, just think, you're a welder working on site and you've got this checking on. Boston Dynamics says that they're doing some final tweaks to the design of Spot after testing it relentlessly, hopefully to see if they will in fact comply with Asimov's 3 laws of robotics. Skywatch TV appreciates your support because we depend on it, and we always thank you for your donations. During the month of June, a book plus a DVD for your donation of any size, U.S. and Canada only, please. The book From Despair to an Heir and the book Camp, both of these highlight the work of Royal Family Kids, and we are back in Royal Family Kids Camp season here in the Ozarks, and so this is very timely. For information and to donate, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate or call 844-750-4985. Our Skywatch TV Defender Conference, the first ever, coming up in, less than 2 months now, first weekend in August. It is sold out, but you can attend. Actually, you can bring it to your living room. Just sign up for streaming video. You get it in HD and see all of the presentations, including talks by the likes of Dr. Michael Heiser, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, all of us from here at Skywatch TV. Yours truly, Josh Peck, Sharon K. Gilbert, Joe Artis Horn, Allie Anderson, Donna Howell, and more, Dr. Michael Lake, and many, many others. Shelley Neese, author of The Copper Scroll Project, and a Q&A session featuring Jim Barfield, the director of The Copper Scroll Project. All of that direct to you, $79. You don't get billed until the weekend of the conference, and you'll have access to those videos for up to 3 months afterward. For information, log on to DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. The Unsealed Scroll Prophecy Conference. This is a new one. Sharon and I honored to be part of the speakers at the first ever Unsealed Scroll Prophecy Conference alongside Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallups, Bill Salas, Jim Barfield, Paul McGuire, Pastor Billy Crone, and more. This is at the beautiful Hyatt Grand in, make that Grand Hyatt, in San Antonio, down there on the Riverwalk. Sharon and I also to be the featured speakers at a Sunday luncheon. There's an extra charge for that, but we're looking forward to doing a joint presentation for the first time. For more information and to sign up, log on to unsealedscroll.org. That's unsealedscroll.org, and use the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20. That'll get you 20% off the registration. And then the following weekend, we'll be in California for the Hear the Watchman Conference at the Hilton Irvine Orange County Airport. That's October 11th through 13th. L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Paul Begley, Josh Peck, Stephen Bankars, Gans Shimura, Troy Anderson, Paul McGuire, and more. This is a great lineup, and we're honored to be in California. So for information and to sign up there, log on to hearthewatchmen.com. Hearthewatchmen.com is the website. Skywatch TV proud to partner with some new networks as far as our weekly broadcasts. For our weekly broadcasts, the TCT Network, now part of our lineup every Sunday evening at 9:30 p.m. That's DirecTV Channel 377 across the country. You can watch us anywhere in America, DirecTV Channel 377 on Sunday night. And we're back on the Victory Television Network. Glad to be there. Little Rock, Hot Springs, and Jonesboro, Memphis. You can watch us Monday nights at 8 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. For a complete listing of dates and times, log on to skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, you can set the schedule if you've got us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, or Apple TV. Instructions on how to add the Skywatch TV channels for those set-top boxes at skywatchtv.com. Also, in the top menu bar there, when you log on to our website, you'll find instructions on downloading our free mobile app, so you can take us with you anywhere in the country, even if you're not in front of a television set. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, we can be there. Just log on to skywatchtv.com and check that top menu bar for instructions to get our free mobile app. My website, where I post everything I do, that's derekpgilbert.com. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.